Shabbos to everybody. So, Shavia B'Shalach is actually a combination of two different topics. Vayetzma Shamam L'mayim, the Rafidim in terms of water. And then Vayevo Amalek, Vayelachem Yisrael B'Rafidim. This one who says they're connected, Vayevo Amalek, that they actually heard this called Tzima'on. And actually, the Tzad HaShabbah is the role of the Matei Elokim. And both of them, the Matei Elokim, which is, you know, instrumental in bringing forth the Mayim, and then the Matei Elokim, which is, plays such an important role in terms of the battle. So let's start with the last point, Matei Elokim B'yadi. So the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, you know, famously says, Yadav Shel Moshe Osos Mochama V'Shovros Mochama. So Ella, right, when Moshe's arms are pointed up, is Man Shisrael Mistaklin Klapei Malo V'Shad Nesliba Naviyam Shem HaShemayim Hayu Menatzchen. The Sforno amplifies that point, and the Ramban does this as well, but the Sforno really puts it in terms of the Matei Elokim. Laharis la'ambo is man tefila. So, k'dei she'chad n'libam yispalu imo. That it wasn't only Moshe Rabbeinu who kidin ha'manithin besudarim Alexandria shal Mitzrayim, right? And the Gemara in Sukkah that, you know, the shul was too big, people couldn't hear what was going on, so they'd wave the sudarim, people would know to answer Amen. So here the Matei Elokim is actually a symbol of the idea of partnership with Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe is not playing spiritual hero ball, but that Klal Yisrael has a sacred responsibility to, like, you know, be involved themselves. Very critical idea. Now, previously, in terms of Rafidim, the Mayim, Matchash, or Kisa Boaz HaYar, right, that Moshe is going to bring forth the water. So the Sforno notes of HaKaso, previously, right, the Mateh, right, was used to deprive people of water. Nilam Mitzrayim Lishtos, Atayasa Hefech. And then the Sforno says, you know, everybody will realize that this is not natural. Right, this is not dual use technology. The Mateh has to be an instrument of God, because, you know, the fact that it can have multiple and opposite roles, right? Sometimes to take away water, like at Makas Dam, sometimes to provide water, like it happened at, you know, Masao Meriva. Amnam Paolo B'mitzvahs Poel Ritzoni HaPoel Pulos Hafchios, right? Since it's an instrument of God, this Mateh, it can do the opposite thing. Sometimes it can provide water, sometimes it can take away water. So I just wanted to, you know, build off this Sforno's idea and take this, like, to one level further out in terms of an abstraction. The Sforno's whole point is, yeah, the Mateh can do opposite things. So sometimes the Mateh, right, and so he says, like, it can provide water, take away water. Let me take that one step further, right? The Mateh can sometimes be a symbol of the idea that Hashem is providing. Hashem and Hashem alone, you know, Matin Asun is Hashem. So the Sforno writes, the whole point is, don't you understand, we're just agents here, and the Mateh Elokim is going to bring forth the water as a way of showing it's not us, we're not doing this. So sometimes the Mateh is a reflection of unique Hashgacha and Hashem's, you know, dominant role. It's a great line in the Sforno, Matzir Ivuni Madi, Matin Asun is Hashem. Halo yadatem shani mitzuva v'osa. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, I only work here. So sometimes the Mateh is a symbol of that, right? Then, you know, Moshe is literally just a shaliach. But me'idach gisa, sometimes the Mateh calls the people to partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mateh Elokim Yadi, like the Sudarim of Alexandria, that they should see the Mateh and, you know, to daven themselves. And in that respect, you know, There are two different modalities of our relationship with Hashem that are being discussed in this aliyah. One modality is when, you know, Hashem yilachem lachem ve'atem tacharishun, when, you know, you're, you know, really passive and Hashem will deliver you. Ve'atem osetu yish mi pesach beso ad boker ve'avar Hashem len goves Mitzrayim. So much of Yitzias Mitzrayim is that way. And sometimes it's through a divine human partnership. Right, Matelo Kimbiadi, and that you'll know that you'll know to daven, then you'll know to exert yourselves in that fashion. So it's really both at the same time. The Mateh can represent the idea of shutfus, a partnership, as much as it can represent the idea, right, of Hashem working alone on behalf of His people.